This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu min lassamawati wa min lal-ard wa min lama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani. Yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today we are discussing a very important tradition on the brotherhood, concept of brotherhood in Islam, and how do we create that brotherhood? What are the things that we must do to purge our hearts from those poisons that are obstacles for in brotherhood? I will read the hadith in Arabic and then translate and explain it. لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم ولا بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يحقره التقوى هاهنا ويشوي إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. Reported by Abu Huraira, and it is in the collection of Imam Muslim and others. Do not envy each other, do not outbid each other, do not hate each other, do not turn your back on each other, and do not outsell each other. Instead, act like true brothers or servants of Allah. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He must never oppress him. He must never abandon him. And he must never despise him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to his chest and said, piety is located here in the heart. And he repeated the verse three times. And then he continued, there is no sin greater for a Muslim than despising his Muslim brother. This hadith contains some of the most beautiful teachings of Islam. It speaks about the concept of Islamic brotherhood and stresses the important safeguards. Some of the safeguards that we should follow to preserve the brotherhood, or measures to ensure that brotherhood is not reduced to mere slogans or ideas. Because it's easy to say that we are all brothers and do something else to undermine that brotherhood. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who implemented the brotherhood in the Madinian society in a tangible, practical way, teaches us how we can achieve that in every society. It ought to be tangible realities practiced and experienced within and without. Once that happens, the Muslims will become a closely knit community. Clarifications. La tahasadu, do not envy each other. Hasad is to wish that someone's blessing should go away and should return to the environment. That, you know, when I see somebody who is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish that that is taken away from him and I get it instead. This is a despicable trait. No Muslim should have it. It cannot coexist with faith. The envy stems from hatred and malice. It is also a protest against Allah's judgment. Allah is the bestower of blessing. He has his own wisdom in doing so. This was the sin of Iblis, Shaitan. Hence, it is at the root of all other sins. Because he envied Adam. How come, you know, how come he's superior? What makes him superior to me? Am I not better than him? By doing so, he is challenging Allah's authority, Allah's judgment. So we should keep away from envy, this kind of malicious envy. And the next thing is, وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا, and do not outbid each other. You know, somebody is selling a commodity, so you are outbidding. You don't have the intention to buy that commodity, but you want to help the seller fetch a higher and higher price. So you go there and offering a higher price, and then higher, you know, so that this poor buyer, you know, is forced, if he wants that, to buy it at a higher price, more than the market price. It is forbidden, so because it is deception and treachery. A Muslim cannot cheat, practice this kind of immoral trades. It causes harm for the buyer, for the one, the poor buyer who is there. He wants to buy that for his needs. وَلَا تَبَغَلُوا, do not hate each other. We ought to refrain from actions that cause enmity. Hatred is haram, except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our liking and disliking should be solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for, dislikes for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, and withholds for the sake of Allah, they fulfill the conditions of true faith. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, do not turn your backs on each other. Stated differently, do not boycott each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not allowed for a Muslim to boycott his brother for more than 3 days. 3 days, you may stop talking, but not beyond that. One may ask, why 3 days? The answer is, it to give time to come to senses, to heal and calm down, and allow people to come to their real senses so that they are better enabled to make peace, to reconcile. And the Prophet said, the best of them is the one who takes the initiative to greet the other and thus reconcile. وَلَا يَبِيعُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, and do not outsell each other. It is to tell the buyer, cancel that deal. I will sell you something better or cheaper. This is deception, treachery. And the Prophet then says, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, act like true brothers toward each other, wishing for each other what one would wish for oneself. This is to imply all the above actions are bound to undermine the spirit of brotherhood, and we must stay away from them. And then the Prophet stresses an important point. All Muslims are brothers. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. The believers are but one brotherhood, but brothers. So make peace between your brethren and reverence Allah so that happily you may receive Allah's mercy. The Prophet ﷺ further states that brotherhood demands that one should never oppress each other, nor abandon them when they are in danger, or lie to them or despise them. While saying this, he pointed to his chest and said, piety is here, repeating is thrice. He's teaching us that in the sight of Allah, all are equal, and the only mark of distinction is piety and not race, color, status, or wealth. And his closing words, once again, he repeated that we must never despise or belittle each other. The lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith is, Islam is not mere beliefs or rituals. It is above all character and morals. Envy, malice, hatred, boycotting, outbidding, outselling, despising each other are vices. They are poisons that undermine brotherly relations. one ought to nurture and work to foster and cement brotherhood. Even as we must not oppress others, we also ought to help the oppressed and help those in need. Purity of heart is what makes our actions virtuous in the sight of Allah. Finally, Allah judges us based on our piety and pure intentions. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.